Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Hey, welcome back to The Good Life. I'm Guy Bauer, and my guest today is Jan Zonre. He's a great guy who, with co-author Rasmus Emborg, has put together a book called Rosé Revolution. It's worth every penny. It's just a killer book with anything you'd ever want to know, and more importantly, beautiful photography. All right, Jens, I told you we wouldn't have enough time, so let's do a couple quick questions. The best interview that led to one of the articles in the book.
Oh, are you putting him on a spot here, guy?
Yeah, I know. Because they're all good. I get that. But
yeah, but we had the fortune to kind of be able to go back and see some of the winemakers several times. And some of them had kind of become, I wouldn't call them friends, but acquaintances. I developed a really strong relationship with Roman Roth, who's the winemaker out in the Hamptons on Long Island. He's a great guy. And just coming there now many times and then being part of the project. And then also, again, I have to kind of mention the Tampier in Bandol, where we were able to go back and they cooked us some local Provence food, which, like, I don't know, it's so simple, but it's so good. And some of those memories just stay with you. And we really kind of want to kind of try to put that into the book. And that's also why we spent a lot of time finding a wine designer for the book and really find a good print house. It's offset print. The quality of the book has to be as good as the wine. Also want to, for people who are into both wine and photography, like I am, all the portraits are done on an old technical camera shot or analog. And that was all done on purpose. And I hated myself when I travel around the world with that cumbersome camera. But I want to do that because I also want to kind of pay homage to all these people who try to make a difference in the wine world. So we really tried to respect these people because they respected us and they saw the project was great and it kind of benefited for everybody. Not only from the winemakers or us, but also, as you say, people want to buy the book and get an insight in what winemaking can be. Just and it's not bad because it's rosé, right? Yeah. So and also just because you make a beautiful wine, design well, and it's inclusiveness, and people eat different, and it's a kind of celebratory wine, doesn't make it a bad wine. And that was something we really kept in sight all the time making the book.
You know, and it can be made from any kind of grapes, and that's the fun part. If a certain growing region specializes in Garnacha in Spain, there is the classic rosé from Spain. If you out in California, we see a lot of rosés of Pinot Noir, and you rarely see rosé of Cabernet because the juice sells for so much money, even if it's lesser quality. But it's there.
Yeah.
What's next? What's next in the revolution? Do you see it continuing? Is it a flash in the pan? Tell me.
It's definitely not a flash in the pan. Otherwise, they wouldn't invest that kind of money. It's not just like, and what I like about an agriculture product that is taken serious is it's not fashion, even though it's kind of, when I just talked about LMVH and they are like a quality brand who buys into fashion brands, but they all buy into quality. So there is a kind of relation there, but I really believe that if you didn't have the quality, it's like peeing your pants. Excuse my French, but you know what I mean. It's just like if you didn't, you can promote yourself and you can. It looks good and it's a really photographic wine and it does well on SoMe and all that. But if that wasn't the only case for the wine, that so-called revolution would be like, I wouldn't even use that name here in the radio, but it would be different from a revolution. And I think it's here to stay. And I think also they it's become like the heydays are over, and now they're going to fight to maintain that market share, to being the second most drunk wine in the world. But the funny thing is actually all the market share that has gone from to rosé wine has gone from red wine. White wine has stayed the same. And that's something I also think that I like competition. I don't mind a fight, and as long as it's in fair terms. And I think it's very interesting that the people who make red wine had to think about it. Because I look at my two daughters, they drink rosé wine.
Yeah.
They don't drink red wine. And I think that's something to think about. And the whole thing about, like, my, even though I'm the one spending all the time going to wine tasting and having a wine cellar, my wife is actually much better than I am. But she doesn't know about, you know, grapes, and she doesn't want to be talked down to. She just knows when she's sitting with a good glass, and that's what you can get in a good glass of rosé.
Amen. And then, if you're lucky, you could kind of replicate that picture of scallops on your lifestyle picture page, because that would be.
And they're very funny as you say that, because some of the winemakers, when they're so, because we had to go back to them and, you know, they have to approve everything that went into the book, and they're so like, oh, you know what you're doing here. You're pretty good. Yeah. Like you do, right? You know what you're doing here. It's not just like for fun. And that's why I think this book stands out, and it's kind of big and heavy, and it's a little, you know, some people say expensive, but if you see what else is on the market, I think that we made something that is, yeah. We're taking ourselves serious, and we're taking the winemakers in the book serious, because we love rosé wine.
Yay, me too. I'm so glad that I was able to track you down. I'm so glad I got a copy of the book. And I'm pretty sure I asked in the beginning, and the PR gal said, yes, I could give away a copy. I'm going to do it if I have to buy it for whoever wins. But best of luck. Safe travel. Happy holidays. Drink more wine.
You too. Yeah, you too. Thank you very much for having us on. Thank you very much.
Take care. Folks, I'm telling you, you got to have a copy of this book. And if you stay with me, I'll tell you about one of the rosés that you might find a little bit about the background in the south of France, about Eck, A-I-X. Yeah, like rusty Eck. And it's not Ick, like, oh, I don't like it. It's Eck, and it is a marvelous wine. I had my second little sip here a minute ago. Tell you about that, but now you got to get a copy of the book, Rosé Revolution. It's the cover price is $45, and we'll ship it to you direct from the publisher. If they fail me, I'll get you one through Amazon. So call now, the number 316-869-1330. Maxo will be on the phono, and I'm going to drink some more rosé. Call now, 316-869-1330. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.